This is WHCC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And this morning is our morning when we talk to someone from our local court system. And this morning we have Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Jennifer Kuiper. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Duke.
And she is here to expound on some of the things, legal things, that we talk about, wonder about. And, of course, you have an opportunity to call and talk directly to her. And if you have a question, you may do that. All right. We're going to talk about something that maybe a lot of you don't know about, but we're going to find out about it, and that is the Citizens Police Academy. And Jennifer, what is the Citizens Police Academy?
Duke, the Citizens Police Academy was created here in Holland to give the public and the citizens of our community a better understanding of how police officers work and what they have to go through on a day-to-day basis. The community and members of the community are encouraged to apply to the Citizens Police Academy. You must be 17 years of age and be a Holland resident or work in the Holland area. And you can find applications either online or in the lobby at the Holland Police Department. And it's a 30-hour course, 11 weeks long, I'm sorry, 10 weeks long, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m. on Monday nights.
So they work one night a week?
It's one night a week. And every week there's something new to learn about or to do. One of the things that's very fun and exciting is that you'll be able to do a ride-along with police officers. You'll be able to shoot fake bullets in the range. There'll be a tour of the Central Dispatch. You'll have a tour of the Ottawa County Jail and the Holland Police Department Jail. You'll learn about all the different divisions of the Holland Police Department. There's a canine unit, and I believe they do a canine article search. And there's also, you learn about the evidence technicians, how they collect evidence in a criminal case. You'll ride with a road and traffic patrol. You'll learn about the gang division of the Holland Police Department, the narcotics division of the police department. And my office is involved because the prosecutors actually teach one of the sessions. The prosecutors, a defense attorney, and a judge hold a mock trial. And all the Citizens Police Academy participants come, and they have different roles in the trial. They're either a juror, or they're a prosecutor or a defense attorney. They're a witness, and they testify. We give them roles, and they get to see kind of how the court system works.
Very good. Very good. Now, is there a possibility of them eventually becoming a member of the police department?
This course is only for citizens just to learn about the different aspects of the police department.
But if they have a real interest, they could apply for a job.
Absolutely. This would be a great way for somebody young to see if this is something they want to do.
Yeah.
Yes. And they only have to be 17 years of age, so they could do this actually before they start college.
They could start when they were in high school.
They could.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. All right, if anyone has any questions about the Police Academy, give us a call, 395-1450. We'll take a moment out for a word and be right back.
Christmas to children in need. To show their appreciation, Auto Body Experts will wash your car or give you a free recycle bag. Auto Body Experts in Hudsonville, Holland, and Wayland. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
All right, we're talking with one of our assistant prosecuting attorneys this morning, Jennifer Kuipers, and if you have a question for her, you may call us 395-1450. How do they apply for this course?
Sure, Duke. If you're 17 years or older, you may apply either online. You can go to hollandpd.com, or you can go to the Holland Police Department here on 8th Street, and they have applications in the lobby. The first day that they'll be accepting applications is January 1st, and that's for the next fall of 2014. They will accept 40 of the applicants, but there have been waiting lists in the past. So as soon as you can get your application in, it would be the better.
Yeah, yeah. And you get to know exactly, well, when you're writing with a policeman, you're getting to know what they think as they're doing this and what they see, and they observe a lot.
Absolutely.
As they're riding around, a lot of people don't know that. They think they just cruise around and look. But they do observe a lot, and I knew a friend of mine that was a policeman, and he was always watching what was going on. He knew all the time what was going on. He knew, never saw that car before. They know.
Yeah, it'll give you a new perspective on what police go through every day.
Yeah. All right. And there's no cost connected with taking this, is there?
There are no fees required. It's just a commitment of time. It's 6 to 9 every Monday night,
right,
as well as one full 10-hour shift riding along with a police officer.
And how many weeks?
It's 10 weeks long, Duke.
10 weeks long. Okay. There you have it. Laid out for you. If you want to take it, if you have an interest in police work or what the police do or apply.
Yeah, the only thing that is required is a background check, and you have to agree to sign a waiver. And if you're 17 years of age, they will consider your application. The questions on the application just ask you if you've been arrested for any offense other than a traffic violation and describe why you want to be in the Citizens Police Academy. And you have to authorize a criminal records check and agree that you're 17 years of age and sign a waiver, and they will consider your application.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm kind of interested how you get to be an attorney. How you got to be an attorney?
Well, after college, I decided, like most people do, after college you have a political science degree or a degree in something you're not sure what you want to do with it. I decided I would attend law school, and in my first year at law school, I had an opportunity to go with a friend to the Lucas County Prosecutor's Office, and I started an internship there. Began there and then worked at the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office as an intern and knew that that was what I wanted to do. So I spent 3 years as a prosecutor in Battle Creek after I passed the bar exam and then came here to Holland. I've been a prosecutor here for 7 years. I'm now in the Holland office.
Now, there are specialties in law, too, that you can get into, isn't there?
Yes, like prosecution is one specialty. You could be a defense attorney, civil attorney. There's all types of areas of law. Criminal law was just what I wanted to do and what spoke to me.
Is that what most attorneys wind up doing, criminal law?
I'm not sure what most attorneys end up doing. It seems to me most attorneys are civil attorneys. They handle civil things outside of the courtroom. There are fewer litigators, and we consider ourselves litigators, prosecutors, and defense attorneys because we're in court a lot.
A lot of attorneys kind of steer clear of criminal law. Are they afraid to get into that?
I don't know if they're afraid to get into it.
They watch too much Perry Mason?
Yeah, maybe. We don't really get Perry Mason moments that often, but we're excited when we do.
Yeah, all right. 395-1450 is our number here. If you have a question for a guest, she'll be happy to try and answer it. I can't guarantee you she'll answer it, but she'll try to answer it. Okay.
Time. Our new SentuRest latex mattresses and our revolutionary gel mattresses. And remember, handcrafting our mattresses right here in West Michigan means higher quality products at a lower price. Jonathan Stevens, a better night's sleep.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Oh, you were talking about that right along with the police officer?
Yes.
When does that start?
When does that start? When do you start to ride along with a police officer?
Well, it's part of the program. So the program, like I said, the applications are accepted on January 1, but September 8th through November 17th of 2014, that is the period for the next Citizens Police Academy. And it's Monday nights from 6 to 9. And during that time period, they would assign everybody a 10-hour shift with a police officer. So sometime between September 8th and November 17th.
Okay, and then where do you get those applications?
You can go online at hollandpd.com and fill out an online application, or you can come to the Holland Police Department on 8th Street and actually pick one up in the lobby.
Okay.
Okay.
And when do they end then? You said January they take the last application?
No, January 1st is when they begin taking applications, but get them in as soon as possible. We've had waiting lists for years.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's amazing that you have waiting lists, large waiting lists.
I think the community is really interested when they know this program is available. A lot of people have a lot of interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
When I show up for the mock trial and we talk about what happens with a criminal case once it's charged, does it get a pretrial, what's the next step? There are a lot of questions and a lot of community interest just to see what happens and why do we do what we do? Why do cases go to trial? Why don't they go to trial? What happens in the criminal process and what is all of our roles? So I think the community is genuinely interested.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes attorneys get in trouble with the prosecutors, get in trouble with the judge, too, don't they?
Sometimes the prosecutors get in trouble with the judge? Well, they could. But
not as much as the defense attorneys.
Well, I don't want to say that on the air, Duke.
Well, that's one of those things that you see happening occasionally.
You see the defense attorneys getting in trouble with the judges?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you see them doing? Do they do something wrong to get in trouble? Or?
Well, they it's their procedure sometimes that offends the judge.
We have a really great defense bar here in Holland and here in Ottawa County, and it helps us all. It betters everyone if we all get along. So here, actually, we have a really great defense bar, and we work well together. So
mm-hmm.
we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our defense attorneys have practiced law, you know, for 30 years, 40 years. And they do a great job.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen some people, they weren't happy with a court-appointed judge. What do you do in a case like that?
Do you mean a court-appointed attorney?
A court, yeah.
Well, sometimes people feel that, you know, they want to hire an attorney because they feel like they'll get better assistance. And they can. Everybody has a right to hire their own lawyer. But if they can't afford one, they're lucky enough to have one appointed to them. And like I said, we are so lucky in Ottawa County because our defense bar has been around for so many years, and they know all of the judges, they understand the procedures, and they know what's in the best interest of their clients. I think that people get confused because they feel like, you know, like on TV, they want to have an attorney that might be flashier or, you know, if I pay money to this person, they're going to do something better for me. But as a prosecutor, I don't make different offers to a defense attorney, whether or not they are hired or court appointed. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
Or if the person's unrepresented. I'm there to, you know, this is about administering justice. It doesn't matter who their representation is.
I recall one instance of one of the policemen in Grand Rapids told me about this. This man had a court-appointed attorney, and the attorney that was appointed to him was considered to be the best attorney in Grand Rapids.
That happens.
He didn't want him.
Really?
He didn't want him.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I see that around here where somebody might fire a court-appointed attorney and hire someone, and we all say, well, that was a really good court-appointed attorney, you know, and they all are, so.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Do they have a line that they have on income when they are coming to court, and if you don't make at least that much, you can get a court-appointed attorney?
The judge has to make a determination that the person cannot afford their own counsel, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. 395-1450 is our number if you'd like to talk to the prosecutor this morning. We'll be right back.
Hard to buy for a person, and it's a great last-minute gift idea. Call ahead to order or visit Beechwood Inn and pick one up. Beechwood Inn Restaurant and Coyote Cafe Bar and Grill on Ottawa Beach Road on the way to the beach.
Good morning. You're online with our guest. Hello. And apparently, hello. They hung up on me, I guess. Okay. We're talking this morning with Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Jennifer Kuiper, and if you have a question you'd like to ask the attorney, you may do so, 395-1450. Our line is open. Now, a lot of the attorneys we have on are attorneys that deal in property and property transfers and that sort of thing. And that's another facet of law.
Yes, it is, Duke.
And I understand there's also someone crossed the bar and got into communication law. That's another facet. So there's a lot of different ones, but you really have to look for an attorney that is one who can handle your particular problem.
Absolutely. You should, when you're looking for an attorney, you definitely need to do your background if you're going to hire your own attorney to make sure that you're hiring an attorney that is well rehearsed in the type of law that involves your case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how do they diversify that in school? Well, we got a call here. Let's take that call. Good morning, online with our guest.
Yeah, I have one question for her.
Yeah.
Why does it take so long to get things resolved, to get an inmate out of jail? You know, they holler about overcrowded jails, and we're lax on getting things moving.
You have an answer for that?
Sometimes it does take a long time. I'm not sure about the getting them out of jail. The sentencing is up to the judge, and there are certain guidelines for which the judge can sentence someone. It's kind of a mathematical equation based on what you've done in the past, so your prior record. If you've been convicted of misdemeanors or felonies, if there's more than one case you're charged with, they add up some points, and then they look at what you've done in this case. Like, let's say in this case you broke into somebody's house and you hurt someone. There are certain numbers attributed to all of that, victim suffering, any injury. There's a point system, and they add it all up, and you could come out to being, your sentence could be a jail time, it could be just probation, it could be prison. So the judges make that determination. But, you know, the criminal justice system, it can be slow at times, it can be swift. It depends on what kind of case you have. Is it a difficult case that's going to need lots of adjournments? Are there going to be lab reports that are necessary from different agencies? Sometimes with the Michigan State Police lab agency, we wait for toxicology reports for blood alcohol, or whether or not what type of drugs might be found on someone. We have to wait for certain things to come into evidence sometimes in order to go to trial. And sometimes it takes that information to come back before a defendant will say, okay, now I'm going to plead guilty because I see the evidence against me. So it just depends on what kind of case we have, how long it takes to get through the system, and how long they're sentenced to is up to the judge and up to basically what type of crime they've committed and what their record has been.
Okay, this is one incident. The first incident, but due to the fact that there was a little bit of a mental issue there, there was three felonies. The stealing of a truck, which was dropped, and dropped by the victim, and the other two were verbal felonies against an officer. But now this person is going to be, he's in jail for 6 months already, and there still has been no actions. They keep going to pretrial, and they want to get a psych evaluation. Well, we just found out that they're finally going to get a psych evaluation.
The determination as to whether or not somebody, a psych evaluation, first of all, can only take place in a few different areas. I believe there's a Grand Rapids clinic that does it and one in Ypsilanti. It does take a while for somebody to be seen by a doctor, to have the report written, and to have the judge deem them. They can be found not criminally responsible, or they could be found to be not competent. And if they're found not to be competent, they are medicated for a period of time to see if they can become competent in order to stand trial. So I can see why in your case, if, with the facts you're giving me, why that would take a while, because probably what's happening, and I don't know the facts of your case, I don't know which case you're talking about, but I can say that just based on what you've said, most likely they're medicating this person and trying to make them competent for court, and that's what's taking so long.
Correct. They have been medicated, and he is perfectly fine right now as long as he's on medication.
And probably that trial date will be coming up, or there will be some type of pretrial with a plea.
Now, does this person, I heard that this person has to pay so much a day for being in jail.
Well, if they're held in jail, the judge does assess fines and costs for that, but I'm not sure how much they have to pay, and I don't believe they have to pay for every day that they're in jail as part of their sentence, but that's up to the judge.
Okay, well, see, that's something that I heard, too, and, you know, you hear so many things that you really don't get the true facts, you know. So it's hard to, especially, like, talk to you and say, well, this, and this, because you really don't know. You know, until things have come about, and then you find out what the actual thing is. You know, so it just makes it frustrating on this end because you call people and, well, they're not sure, and, well, yeah, I think it's this, and so. But we'll just wait and see. But I hope they can get our, system moving a little faster so that we don't have overcrowded jails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a moment out for a weather word here. And the weather word is brought to you by the Farmhouse Restaurant. Delicious, thin, and crispy cracker crust pizza. And the weather word is snow showers today with a high of 24. And tomorrow, snow showers at times with a high of 26. And Saturday, light snow with a high of 23, and we might hit 25 on Sunday. Right now, we're looking at 18 degrees here in the Tulip City, and it's pretty chilly out there. Drive carefully if you must get out. All right. We're here talking to the assistant prosecutor this morning, and you may call her. Talk directly to her. 395-1450 is the number. And, okay, I wonder about sometimes there's a delay in getting the evidence, and that seems so time-consuming sometimes.
At times, we do have to wait for certain items to get tested. Sometimes there's a need to arrest somebody right away and to make sure that there's charges right away for public safety purposes.
We have a call on the line.
Thank
Let's
you.
Take that call. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning. You talked about court-appointed attorney. Is there any do you have to pay back or anything on that afterwards, or what? How is that taken care of?
It depends on what your sentence is, but the judge, the community, we pay for that, and also at times, if there's a conviction, there's some restitution ordered, and court attorney costs will be added to that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have another call, I believe. Good morning, online with our guest. Hello. Okay. No one there. All right. Our line is open if you'd like to give us a call and talk to our guest this morning. The DNA, always takes a long time to get the evidence, apparently.
DNA evidence does take quite a while. However, we have a really good relationship with our experts that come to court and testify. And there are cases that are very serious that will be coming up for trial that I will make a phone call to the Michigan State Lab and say, could you please put this one in front of the line on a serious case?
Yeah.
And they will do that for you if you call them ahead of time and indicate this court date's coming up. We really need this testing. So they're great about that. They cannot always test. A lot of times they have issues with possession of marijuana. The lower level misdemeanors are not going to be high priority. The high priority is going to be the blood on stabbing cases, murder cases, you know, weapons used in those types of offenses.
Right.
And that makes sense, I think.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Hi there. Hey, I'd like to let everybody in the audience know that the state of Michigan and Ottawa County like to rip people off who go to jail. I can tell you that from an experience that I had. A friend of mine went to, was sentenced by a judge in Ottawa County to the mental hospital in Kalamazoo. And they charged him $365 a day to be there for the 9 months or a year or whatever it was that he was there. And he ended up losing 40 acres of land over that, and not long after that passed away. But you know, everything is not just in Ottawa County or in the state of Michigan. Everybody needs to know that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And I do believe we have another call coming in. Good morning, Talk. Good morning, Talk to Town. No, nobody there. All right. What's your response to that? Doesn't the state take care of that, those expenses beyond the county?
Sometimes the individuals are ordered to pay certain expenses for crimes that they've committed, and so, you know, sometimes they probably feel like it costs a lot of money. But when you commit a crime and you're sentenced in that case, the judges try to be fair and reasonable, and sometimes you have to pay for a certain treatment that you need to make the community safe to have you in it.
Okay. Good morning, online with our guest.
Good morning. I would like a clarification on something that was mentioned earlier. It's always been my understanding that when an inmate was incarcerated in a jail, let's say Ottawa County, Allegan County, that there was always a daily fee that they would be responsible for. Is that not true?
There is a fee that they would be responsible for. I'm not sure exactly how much it is, but, again, that's up to the judge in the jail.
So there always is a fee. It's just up to the judge and the jail as to how much that is?
That's correct.
Based on what?
I'm not sure what their daily fee is right now, based on, I guess, whatever they're charging at the time.
So their fee that they're charged while they're there is based on what they're in there for? Or?
No, it should be the same for every inmate, but I'm just not sure what the fee is. Next time there is a judge on the air or somebody from the jail, that'd probably be a better question for them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, if they can't pay, does that fee just run up?
If they can't pay, yes.
Okay. Good morning, online with our guest.
Yeah, I have one question. Do
yes.
any records get expunged?
Yes. If you have been convicted of a crime, a misdemeanor in Ottawa County, after 5 years, you can go to court and file a request, 5 years with no record. And it can't be a traffic crime like drunk driving. It has to be something outside of the traffic code. But you can go in and ask the judge, based on having been convicted of no other crimes, for an expungement, and you would fill out that paperwork at our clerk's office in here in Holland.
Okay, thank you.
No thank problem. You.
We have other programs too, Juke, where if there are certain crimes that you're convicted of, possession of marijuana, minor in possession, where we have diversion programs. So if somebody completes a probationary program, that crime can be dismissed and wiped off their record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess that's good news for some.
That's right.
Hey, it's been nice having you here this morning.
Thank you, Juke.
Telling us about all of the good things that you told us about this morning. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Juke.